Part of the hype that's come with Google Fiber is how great the super fast internet speed could be for IT businesses. But is Google Fiber enough to attract the world's high-tech entrepreneurs to Kansas City, especially when the technology will probably spread to other cities within the next few years? On September 10th, local business leaders and politicians proposed a plan called Launch KC to sweeten the pot for potential new IT companies. KCUR's Alex Smith has the story.
The giant window of Mike Burke's office provides a panoramic view of Crown Center, Liberty Memorial, and a big chunk of Midtown. From this 21st-story perch, the lawyer and former city councilman can see a lot of what's happening in town. But late last year, when he wanted to see what the city was doing to court entrepreneurs, he had to pick up the phone.
Last December, I called up our Economic Development Corporation, and I just posed a hypothetical. I said, I'm Joe from Cincinnati. I'm intrigued by the high-speed fiber in Kansas City and everything that is going on there. I don't know a soul in Kansas City, but I've got a four-person firm. We'd like to move there and work on developing our ideas. What can you do for us, and where can you put us? And at that time, the answer was, we'll get back to you. They didn't have an answer because they really hadn't delved into what a startup needs, to what the attractive points are, to what private industry can do, and to what role government should play.
So Burke, who's also chair of the mayor's bi-state innovation team, started reaching out to Kansas City IT businesses to find out what the city ought to do.
In talking with the tech community, I'll even use the word geek community because many of them wear that badge proudly. They said, here's what we need. We need Wi-Fi in our business districts. We need access to data storage that is geared to assist the startups. We need a proof of concept center where we can go and work with professionals and have the equipment that we can test our applications, test our products. And we need people to introduce us around.
What came out of these discussions was a plan called Launch KC. It's a joint project involving big Kansas City businesses like Hallmark and DST Systems to offer incentives to entrepreneurs. In addition to the free Wi-Fi, data storage, and proof of concept center, they also came up with mentoring programs, startup financing, and free to cheap office space. The KCMO City Council is also trying to pitch in.
What the city can do, and the mayor's going to be introducing this ordinance, is some sale-leaseback arrangements on equipment, on computers, on screens, and all the little things that a startup company would need.
Mike Burke recently announced Launch KC along with the mayor in the Crossroads District. This is where a lot of the free or cheap office space they're providing is located. He says the neighborhood is ideal for attracting the kind of people we need.
Cities don't say, we're going to create a geek district and all you geeks move there. We did just the opposite. We talked with tech people and followed where they are, what type of environment they're looking for. And, they're not looking for the glass cube on 435. They're looking for a neighborhood that has a real urban feel to it, that has quirky little hangouts, whether it's coffee shops or restaurants or barbershop. And that's why Crossroads and West Bottoms and River Market and 18th and Vine all kind of popped up. Those are the areas along with Hospital Hill that we're focusing on because that's where the tech communities are already. We're following them rather than they're following us.
But why are all these big companies so eager to help out what might be future competition? Burke says it's really about growing the overall metro economy and its technical capabilities.
The big picture is that we, Kansas City, and Kansas City businesses, are in a competition with every other city in the world for talent. And Google estimates that by 2020, which isn't that far away, there will be 2.5 tech jobs for every person trained to fill those jobs. So it's the cities that are going to succeed are the cities that can attract, train, nurture, keep, steal talent. And Kansas City is well positioned in that. We're an inexpensive city to live in. We already have a great tech community here. By taking it to the next level with Launch KC, we hope to enhance those districts that are very tech-friendly districts. And from the point of view of the larger companies, even the ones that are not tech companies are very tech-dependent. A bank in this day and age is very tech-dependent. Even a little retail shop on the corner is tech-dependent. Having enough trained people to fill the jobs is certainly in their best interest.
Now, if you're talking about jobs, high-tech startups don't employ anywhere near the number of businesses that a big factory or a corporation might. But Burke still believes attracting IT entrepreneurs should be a priority.
One thing I've learned in 40 years of economic development work is you don't go steal a Fortune 500 company from another city. You grow them in your own city. Hallmark is homegrown, and Garmin is homegrown, Sprint is homegrown, DST is homegrown, and Cerner is certainly homegrown. We need to grow the businesses of the future in Kansas City. We're a wonderful climate for that. And if we can attract the right kind of talent, and doing it in the way we are with Launch KC, not only interests the small entrepreneur, but guess who else it interests? It interests the companies that are searching for people to fill their tech jobs. If we create the incubator, if we create the atmosphere, if we create the districts, if we create the buzz that Kansas City is the place for people of talent to go, certainly that's going to have dividends for us that will extend decades.
Of course, Launch KC was inspired by Google Fiber. The high-speed network has come with a lot of big promises about what it could mean for business. But Mike Burke says fiber is not enough. Launch KC is needed so the city can take the next step.
Just having high-speed fiber in and of itself does not make Kansas City, won't make Kansas City the great digital crossroads. All it does is get faster downloads for movies at home. What we really realized once we started looking at it, it's what we do to take advantage of the opportunity that has been handed us.
You can hear an extended version of that story on our website at kcur.org. So the question on the table is, what can Kansas City do to foster growth of high-tech companies? We now turn to Maria Myers. She's director of UMKC's Innovation Center, which was just awarded a $1 million grant for IT startups to create something called a digital sandbox. The idea is to spur development of information technology-related startup businesses in the Kansas City area. Maria, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you. How big a deal is this?
Well, you stand less than a 10% chance of winning this kind of a grant from the EDA. And so this is just a tremendous opportunity for Kansas City.
How did Kansas City win it?
You know, it's the partnerships. The fact that we could pull together big industry. Well, Sprint's into this. They're providing support for the center. UMB Bank, a banker's in on this. VML, so some of our creative companies are in. RareWire, one of our small growing startup companies here as well. As well as our universities, KU, UMKC, are involved in this project. And our entrepreneurial support network here is highly involved in this project.
So there was a coordinated bid here, which you often hear of Kansas City. We're not coordinated enough. This is just the opposite is true.
That's right. This is one that came together very, very, very quickly when the announcement was made. I think we had 30 days to turn in a proposal.
Wow.
And to coordinate the number of people that we did and have consensus within that time frame was amazing.
What's this $1 million going to achieve for us? What's the hope here?
Well, the hope is that we have a number of ideas that are sitting in the hands of our academic researchers, in the hands of our entrepreneurs, and even in the hands of our big business that are sitting on the shelf. Sometimes they don't move off the shelf because they need $25,000 worth of software development to get them to know whether it's something, an idea that the market will accept or not. And that's what this is about, looking at really early stage ideas, finding out what it's going to take to get them over the hump, and then maybe attaching them to an entrepreneur who will take them forward into a new company.
So who gauges that? Who sits back and judges whether one idea is more worthy than another? How does that process happen?
Well, we're working to build that process, and we're going to start with we have support from big industry, so CTOs from a number of our large companies, Sprint, Hallmark, Cerner, DST, the different CTOs have agreed to support this and be part of that selection process, as well as we look at the ideas, we'll find out what industry that idea is in, and we'll go find an industry expert to tell us whether they think there's hope here for this idea.
So this mentoring idea sort of comes from the Kauffman Center pushes this idea. Is that sort of common practice across the country that you look for a mentor to help shepherd an idea through the process?
Sure. I mean, entrepreneurship is a contact sport, and the bigger your social network is, the better a chance you have of making something happen. And so it's not just about the technology. It's who you connect the technology to.
Mm-hmm.
So an entrepreneur needs to not only get some help in developing the idea, but finding a customer. And we're really hoping that some of our large industry will help us be the first customer for some of these technologies.
Well, so if someone out there is listening to this, you're talking about large companies, but also folks who just have an idea out there, could they be eligible for something like this too?
Sure. We have a lot of people at the UMKC Innovation Center. We talk to entrepreneurs with ideas every day. And these people can participate as well. The other group that we talk to are researchers in their research labs. And they have ideas as well that can turn into businesses.
And how do those folks sort of intersect with this program to sort of get engaged with it?
The best thing to do right now, this is brand new, just out of the box here. And so the best thing to do is to follow kcsourcelink.com, which is coordinating a lot of the network of entrepreneurship resources here in town, and follow kcsourcelink and watch for announcements on how you can get involved in this. We think it'll probably take us about 60 to 90 days to get fully ready to let people know exactly how to participate in this and to make sure all our partners are ready for the onslaught of ideas that we're hoping to get. So it will probably be Christmas and early January.
Do you think it will be an onslaught, Maria?
I do. I do. Mm-hmm. We have been working with a number of researchers and looking even at what's sitting in the universities here. And there are hundreds of ideas. And so we expect that we'll see quite a number of early stage ideas.
So in theory then, around the country, not just in Kansas City, if there was more of this money available, what? The theory is it would unleash all kinds of startup companies with perhaps very good ideas to move forward here?
Sure. The idea of getting ideas through what they call the valley of death. You know, you get an idea to a point and it just needs a little bit more to get it out into the market.
And a little bit more sometimes means, as you said, 20, 25, 50,000 bucks.
Right. Yeah. It's not a lot, but there's not a lot of that kind of funding available throughout the U.S. I mean, we talk about big time venture capital funding and needing much more of that. But we also need some of this very early stage funding as well.
Can you give us an example? Maybe you can't give names out here, but just a generic example or two of the kinds of ideas that are sitting on shelves that might come flying in the door here so that people can begin to relate to what you're talking about a little bit.
Sure. And I can give you a real life example.
Great.
So we've been working at the University of Missouri, Kansas City for the last several years on a program in partnership with KU, William Jewell, and Johnson County Community College, and actually the University of Missouri at Columbia, on a project called Whiteboard to Boardroom. And the idea there—
Called what again?
Whiteboard to Boardroom.
Okay.
So the idea is, can you pull some piece of research out of a research lab and get it out into the community? And one of those pieces of research that we looked at was one developed here at UMKC by Dr. Reza Derakhshani in the School of Computer Science and Engineering. And you can actually take a picture of the whites of your eyes and identify you, just like doing fingerprints.
The whites of my
the
eyes.
The whites of your eyes will identify
you. I thought it was the iris or something.
No. Yeah. With the iris, you need a special camera.
Oh.
With the whites of your eyes, you just need a camera. And
did not know that.
Yeah. And so we looked at that and said, hey, this might be really a great new technology. And so we took it out and showed it to some industry experts here in the community and said, what do you think? And they said, oh, that's all great and good, but do you have to have that big camera? Can I do it on my cell phone? Can I use my cell phone camera? And there's an example of, oh, I don't know.
Right.
How do I figure that out? And it takes a little bit of money to build a program that says, yeah, you really can do it on your cell phone camera. And that was the beginning of iVerify, which is Toby Rush's new company that's really looking at using some of this biometric stuff to tell who you are and who's holding that cell phone and many other things.
You know, this is so interesting to me because a lot of times when you first hear about an idea like the one you just described, boy, the light bulb goes off really quickly. And you think, man, that's a great idea. Are there lots of those kinds of moments you have when you deal with these entrepreneurs who throw out an idea and you think, man, that is a great idea, but I guess the trick is processing it through and actually seeing how it could come to fruition, right?
That's right. That's right. Getting an idea to market is a lot of work. And, you know, people say, what's the best thing that the best trait of an entrepreneur? And sometimes it's perseverance to keep looking at that and keep mm-hmm. saying, that's a great idea. We got to figure out how to get it, you know, to the market.
Yeah. And again, the group behind this is at UMKC. That's who's organizing all this, right?
Right. We took the lead on pulling together the consortium that's going to build the digital sandbox.
Okay. Mark in Cleveland, Ohio, tweeted this question. Why is the sandbox at the Union Station? Will Science Center visitors be able to see anything?
Sure. We are really happy to have Union Station as a partner in this as well. They're going to provide some space at our Union Station. And we will be building a proof of concept lab there. So depending on what kinds of ideas we have, we'll have some potentially interesting equipment there. And we'll see if they'll give some tours. Yeah.
Tell us one more time, if someone wants to intersect here and get in touch, they should go do where?
Go to kcsourcelink.com. And there's a space there that says if you want more information, go ahead and sign up. For that information, you can call our hotline at 816-235-6500.
We'll try and get those numbers up on our website today, kcur.org. Just click on the up-to-date show. Maria, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much, and good luck with the big project.
All right, thank you.
You bet. That's Maria Meyer. She's director of the Innovation Center here at UMKC. You can learn more about her and our other guests on our show today at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Today's show is produced by Danny Alexander and Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.